start. Hey, thank you. Yeah, well, I guess we'll start out with one for a rock and roll hero that recently passed away, old Dusty Hill from the a little old band from Texas. And maybe we'll send this one out to him, and you know, maybe you got a loved one or somebody that just left.
Good evening, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, welcome to Roots Music Southern Style.
Well, now, Jesus just left Chicago, and they're bound for New Orleans. I say, now Jesus just left Chicago, and they're bound for New Orleans. Yeah, yeah. Well, now you work at one point to the other, yeah, and all points in between. I took a jump through Mississippi. They turn them muddy waters, yeah, in the holy wine. Well, I took a jump through Mississippi. Turn them muddy water in the holy wine. It flows out to California, yeah, to the far side of the pine. Take me with you, Jesus. You might not see him in person, but I'll see you just the same. I say, now you might not see him in person, but I'll see you just the same. Yeah, yeah. But you don't have to worry. Taking care of business is his name. I say, you don't have to worry, yeah, 'cause taking care of business is his name. I say, now you don't have to worry, 'cause taking care of business is his name.
Well, good evening. Good to have you with us on Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is season 19 of Red Barn Radio, and tonight we welcome you to show number 745. Incidentally, this is the last show of season 19. We're going dark next week to prepare for episode 1 of season 20. Tonight is our final show of season number 19. Our staff and our artists so appreciate that you continue to visit the Red Barn Radio YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch channels to enjoy our Wednesday live streams. Tonight is a special night on one other count, and that our dear buddy, staff member, family member, associate producer, Adam Schrodinger, is moving on, and we are going to miss him dearly. Adam, I don't really know what else to say except we're going to miss you. And Adam says, In a true Adam way, he says, yes, you will miss me. This week, we bring to Red Barn blues artist Reverend Freakchild. In the tradition of such holy blues reverends as Reverend Gary Davis, such is the irreverent Reverend Freakchild. The Rev has done some terrific collaborative work with musicians including Melvin Seals, Mark Caron, Chris Parker, Hugh Poole, Jay Collins, and Grammy-nominated G Love of G Love and Special Sauce. Welcome, Reverend Freakchild.
So there's one kind of favor you can do for me. Yeah, there's one kind of favor you can do for me. Yeah, there's one kind of favor you can do for me. Just see that the graves are kept clean. Hey! Two white pups are following me. Yeah, there's two white pups are following me. Say, there's two white horses following me. Yeah, waiting on my burying ground. That coffin sound. Now you ever heard a coffin sound? Have you ever heard that coffin sound? Even that a poor soul's dead in the ground. Have you ever heard them church bells toll? Now you ever heard them church bells toll? Have you ever heard them church bells toll? Mean them that a poor soul dead and gone. Hey! Cold. See, when my heart stops beating and my hands is turning cold, believe my heart has stopped beating, now my hands is turning cold. Now I believe what the Bible told. Hey! There's one kind of favor you can do for me. Now there's one kind of favor you can do for me. Yeah, there's one kind of favor you can do for me. Just see that their graves are kept clean. Hey!
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's premier cultural development advocacy and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
He now lives in Colorado. The Rev grew up in Hawaii and also spent a great deal of time living and playing in New York. He holds a degree in philosophy and religion from Northeastern University in Boston. He continues to perform and preach, proclaiming, "Music is my religion. Through song, I seek transcendence." Also known as the Reverend Billy Sunday, Reverend Lovechild, and Fordomatic. Our guest tonight, he's laughing, our guest tonight is with us tonight for a very special solo acoustic program. We're so glad to have him. Get ready for a great show. We got Reverend Freakchild on the Red Barn stage.
Here's another one for all the spirits out there. It's called "In My Time of Dying." I don't know who wrote this song. It's old as the hills, old as these beautiful hills here in Kentucky. In my time of dying, don't want nobody to mourn. All I want my friends to do is to fold my dying on. I say, well, so I can die easy. Well, so I can die long. I say, well, so I can die easy. Jesus gonna make 'em. Jesus gonna make 'em. Jesus gonna make 'em a dying babe. Jesus, meet me in the middle of the air. And if this wing should fail me, Lord, just meet me with another pair. I say, well, so I can die easy. Well, so I can die, Lord. I say, well, so I can die easy. Jesus gon' make 'em, Jesus gon' make 'em, Jesus gon' make 'em a dying babe. Talk,
all right, let's do it. How cool that you got to go to Gethsemane.
I know, that was beautiful. You know, I've been wanting to do that for
first
years. I was here and somebody told me about it years ago when I was passing through playing a gig, and I thought, wow, is that the place that Thomas Merton stayed for a while? And for some reason I thought it was like the place that he made, but of course he was just in that tradition, you know. And I guess it was like the late 1800s they built that place, so they've been doing that thing. It's a farm out there now.
Oh yeah. So yeah. And I don't know how long Merton was actually there.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna find out.
Yeah, and of course, you know, he died an untimely death.
He met
this guy, Chagim Trungpa, who was the founder of Naropa, and they were talking about doing interreligious dialogues, you know? And they met in India, and soon after that, he, like, died in some freak accident where, like... it was in the bathtub, and I guess the hairdryer or fan, like, fell in there. So be careful. Word to the wise people, you know, don't mix your electricity and your water.
And your
there. Yeah, exactly. Bummer.
Yeah,
man.
Why don't we get started acquainting people with who you are? Let us look inside the window of your kidhood and talk about your early memories of how music came to you.
Who am I?
Yeah.
It's a question.
Did your family bring music to you?
Yes, my mother was a classical pianist. She used to play with the Houston Symphony. So there was a lot of, I don't hear you practicing in there. And I'd be like, yeah, Mom, whatever. Brahms, Beethoven, Bach, blah, blah, blah.
Piano, huh?
And then my dad would take me driving, like, on Saturdays. And he'd be like, you don't have to put your seatbelt on. I mean, this is the 70s, right? And he'd be like, whatever, man. We're going to drive around, you know. And he'd be turning me on to Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. And, you know, it was the 70s. So there was some, you know, ABBA. And there was some Neil Diamond, you know, and Fleetwood Mac. I must have listened to Rumors, like, 1,008 times, you know.
You and a lot of people.
Yeah, and that had like a blues rhythm to it. You know, like that used to be a blues band. You know, those guys were with John Mayo.
I don't know that I hear.
Well,
a
Lindsey
ton of
Buckingham's
blues
even playing he's playing a resonator on one tune.
Oh right.
And he there
on the Listen to the Wind Blow tune, right?
Oh, he's, so beautiful. Yeah, right. I could listen to that album again. It's an amazing album, you know.
I was born in West Point, New York. Actually, going back up there to a couple football games with my dad. He's still involved there. He's a West Pointer. And then we moved to Hawaii when I was two. And, you know, I grew up, like, going to school without shoes on, you know? So we moved back east.
Why'd you move to Hawaii?
My dad had got a job. You know, you usually follow those people that are clothing and feeding you when you're nine years old, you know?
And like, what kind of job took him to Hawaii?
Yeah, he got involved with the oil industry out there after he got let go from his military service, you know?
Oh, okay.
He did two tours in Vietnam, and for anybody out there, thank you for your service. Welcome home, you know? And I know there's a lot of heartache with the whole Afghanistan thing, but, you know, there is no easy way to lose a war. It just, you know, we can call it a tie, we can call it whatever, but it just sucks. So yeah.
You are a preacher.
Hey, I don't know what you expected here. It's a Wednesday night, but he is a Reverend Freechild. You can get a teaching and a preaching. What are you going to do, you know? But,
so you left Hawaii and then...
So we moved back east. My dad got another job in finance in New York, so we moved to Connecticut, and that was weird, man. I was coming from the islands, and my mom was like, You have to wear shoes to work, or shoes to work, shoes to school, and I was like, why? Like, why? And she's like, because it's going to start snowing. So I was like, snowing? Right. What's that? You know? And you saw a little bit of snow on Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa growing up. But that was a trip, man. And, like, you know, the uptight East Coast people was like, man, just chill out. So I moved back out to, you know, Colorado after many years back there and was like, oh, right, this is more my speed, you know? And it's not just the pot smoking. It's just people. I think it's the sunshine, you know? It's like, wow, man, it's cool. Everything's cool, man.
In Colorado.
Yeah, I'm going on 16 years sober, so that maybe that's another thing to say, you know, like, people out there, just lay hands on the radio, you know? Addiction is you're not to blame for that, but you are responsible for your own recovery, you know? So there's a lot of people that want to help you out, and just hang in there, be tough. A lot of beautiful things happen in this world, you know? It's a heavy thing, man.
Yeah.
Well, you're on, facing on Jesus, someone who cares, yeah, to hear your prayer. Yeah, you're on, facing on Jesus, yeah, someone who cares. And you're all alone, yeah, flesh and bone, by the telephone, yeah, pick up the receiver, he'll make you a believer. Yeah, second best, put them to the test, yeah, things on your chest, yeah, you need to confess, he's a forgiver, you know he will deliver. Reach out and touch faith. Yeah, reach out and touch faith. Yeah, reach out and touch faith. Yeah, reach out and touch faith.
How long did you actually stay in New York?
I actually really lived and worked there after I went to university, after I got my BS and BS from Northeastern University. And I played in a great rock and roll jam band called Banana Fish for years, and that was really fun. Those were the years we got paid in beer, and we're like, we're going to get paid well, you know? That was really fun, you know, and it was great.
This was a band out of New York.
It was actually out of Boston.
Oh, okay.
And then moved back down to New York and actually got sober and was able to be of greater service and started working with cancer kids and raising money cancer kids and their families getting treatment in the area hospitals in New York. And I got burnt out on that job, you know, seeing cancer kids go to the hospital and never come back. And just, I went to a healer one time and he put his hands on me like for like 30 seconds. He's like, okay, I'm going to take my hands off of you now because I am getting overwhelmed. I was like, wow, dude, I'm like putting off a lot of heavy energy. I've seen like, and I just all like you envision all the kids that have died of that. And it was like thousands, you know? So I was like, wow, I think it's time to take a break. So I went on this Buddhist pilgrimage in 2012. And that changed my life, man. It's like, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to India, but it's the same planet, but it's a whole nother world. You know, I was like going to museums like weeks before I went, like, okay, let me get used to looking at dudes with tons of arms and Shivas and, you know, Brahmas and all kinds of stuff and Buddhas. And I went with this guy, Bernie Glassman. He's a Zen master. Actually, I went and tried to give him a copy of that tune, All I Got Is Now, right? And I'm sitting there and I have it in my jacket. I remember this so distinctly. And I was at a meditation retreat. And he was teaching on something, and it was the lunch break, and I was about to give him the CD with the, you know, the title track is All I Got Is Now. And he turned around and he said, hey, man, when's lunch? And I was like, I don't know, Bernie. And he worked on the space program. He's like a genius. And then he started being the abbot at the LA Zen Center. He can, like, look deeply into your eyes, and you just, oh, wait, was that enlightenment? What was that? This guy is, like, totally vibrating on a whole another level. And so he turns to me and goes, what time's lunch, man? And I was like, I don't know, Bernie. And Roshi Joan Halifax, we were in the Upaya Zen Center in New Mexico. She said, Bernie, it's right now. And he looked deep in my eyes. And here I am about to give him a song called All I Got Is Now. And he looks deep in my eyes and he goes, everything is now, man. And I was like, okay, let me just put this away. I got some work to do. So now I say, not only I got, it's like too much ego. The I and God is clinging. It's like, no, let go of the I, man. Let go of the clinging. Just everything is now, man. And I was like, wow, that was an intense teaching. And I didn't even really ask for it. You know, it was like I was approaching the guru and he just felt my energy and put it back on me. And I was like, wow, this guy is amazing. Yeah, well, future tripping all night long. I'm trying to figure out, yeah, what might go wrong. Yeah, well, I'm waking up, yeah, and my mind's a mess. That's cause I keep forgetting life's own preciousness, yeah. Cause yesterday's a history, tomorrow's all a mystery. All I got is now, but I keep forgetting that somehow. Well, now, yeah, let's all face it, yeah. We all's gonna die. Ain't nobody come back from that except maybe old Jesus on high. Yeah, well, all precious and permanence. Yeah, I got an attitude of gratitude. Yeah, just gotta live my life here and stop asking why. Yeah, cause yesterday's a history. Tomorrow's our mystery. All I got is now, but I keep forgetting that somehow. What you want, that ain't real happiness. Seeking God in yourself, that's just a kind of emptiness. Yeah, but if you can want just what you get, that's what my llama says is the best thing yet. Yeah, cause yesterday's a history, tomorrow's our mystery. All I got is now, but I keep forgetting that somehow. Well, just remember, whatever you might do, good, bad, or beautiful, yeah, gonna come back on you, yeah. So you find yourself, yeah, in a real hellish place. Better appeal to the better angels of your being and move on through that space, yeah. Cause yesterday's a history, tomorrow's our mystery. Yes, and there's a history. Tomorrow's our mystery. Yes, yeah, yes, and there's a history. Tomorrow's our mystery.
everything is now, man. You know what I'm saying? Can you dig it?
You know, I went to a show one time with a friend of mine, and it was back in my using days, so we were pretty out of it. I don't know what on, but we went to see J.J. Cale. Mm. And my buddy goes, why does he keep on playing Eric Clapton songs? I was like, no, those are his songs.
Yeah, whoa, yeah.
Right? And so, yeah, that's a great boogie, you know, and, yeah, ZZ Top, you know, hopefully they gave some money to the John Lee Hooker estate.
I should hope so.
You know, John Lee Hooker Jr. is doing his thing. I think he had, a preacher thing for a minute there, and I don't know if he's back to the blues or whatever, but he's around and about. I had some album of his, live from Turkey or something like that. John Lee Hooker, what a force. I got to see him before he died. And I think that was Bob Dylan's claim to fame. He got to open up for John Lee Hooker as his first official gig in New York or whatever. But
at a folk alley.
Yeah,
folk
exactly.
Event,
and,
right.
And John Lee Hooker had that folk blues thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember this kid came up, and I'm a student of the blues, like John Hammond says, you know, and a student of these blues reverends, you know, that used all the accoutrement, the paraphernalia, or the skillful means of the blues to preach the gospel, you know, Blind Lemon Jefferson, Blind Willie Johnson, you know, yeah. Blind Willie McTell, you know, Sondhouse, you know, all these guys, Rube Lacey, you know, Skip James, you know, really playing with all that mythology, you know. You look at the blues, you're looking at the history of African-American experience, and you know, even Muddy Waters and Willie Dickinson, all the guys, you know, they passed it on to the next generation, which was mostly British blues guys. It had to go across the pond to realize we had, you know, beautiful fruit right in our backyard, you know, kind of thing. So whether you up or down or enslaved for 400 years or, you know, you're a woman in suffrage, we're all human. We all get down and, you know, we just got to hang in there and be tough. A lot of beautiful things happen in this world, man.
Star crashes, pouring its light into ashes, and the reason tatters, the forces tear loose from the axis, and so. Clouds of delusion. Well, shall we go, you and I, while we can? Through the transitive nightfall of time.
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. We'll be right back.